Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Credo Brands Marketing Limited Q3 and 9 months FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance, and it may contain involved risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Khushalani, Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I have with me Mr. Rasik Mittal, our Chief Financial Officer, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisors. I trust you have received the investor deck. If not, it is available on the stock exchange websites and on our company website. In Q3 FY26, we continued to make steady progress on our MUFTI 2.0 transformation journey, centered around premiumization of the store experience, elevated merchandise, and stronger brand storytelling. During the quarter, 12 stores under the new retail identity have already been opened, and while it is still early in the journey, the initial consumer and trade response across these locations has been encouraging, reinforcing our belief in the direction of the transformation. On a nine-month basis, we have opened 27 new stores and closed 22 underperforming stores, reflecting our continued emphasis on quality of network over scale. The advertising and branding spend for 9 months FY26 stood at approximately 5% of the revenue, and we intend to increase this to 8 to 10% of revenue for the next year, even if it has a short-term impact on profitability. Q3 FY26 was a muted quarter for the apparel industry, marked by cautious consumer sentiment and lower footfalls. For MUFTI as well, the festive season did not meet expectations, which impacted overall sales momentum during the quarter. Against this backdrop, our revenue from operations for Q3 FY26 stood at 146.1 crore with an EBITDA of 33.5 crore, translating into an EBITDA margin of 22.9%. PAT for the quarter was 7 crore. Gross margins during the quarter were temporarily impacted by recent GST reforms as we consciously passed on tax benefits to customers on products priced below 2,500 while refraining from price increases on products above 2,500. This measured approach was taken to protect volumes and sustain consumer traction during a softer demand phase. However, while top-line growth remained under pressure, we maintained gross margins of 56.5%. On the working capital front, we saw an improvement during the quarter. Working capital days reduced to 179 days as of Q3 FY26 compared to 217 days as of H1 FY26 on a trailing 12-month basis, reflecting stronger collections and tighter credit discipline across channels. While our working capital cycle remains structurally higher due to our deliberate risk absorption model, where we retain inventory risk to ensure fresh merchandise and stronger partnership relationships every season. While near-term demand conditions remain subdued, we remain confident in MUFTI's long-term growth strategy. Our strong brand recall, diversified channel presence, disciplined inventory model, and continued focus on premiumization position us well to benefit from a recovery in consumption. As we move forward, our priorities remain clear: strengthening brand equity, scaling profitable growth across channels, expanding our premium store footprint, and building long-term value for all stakeholders. With this, I will now hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Rasik Mittal, to take you through the detailed financial performance for the quarter.
Thank you, Kamal, and good afternoon, everyone. First, I will give you the financial highlights for Q3 FY26. Our revenue for the quarter stood at 146 crores as against 156 crores in Q3 FY25. Gross profit stood at 83 crores with a GP margin of 56.5% for the quarter. Our EBITDA for the quarter stood at 34 crores. Our EBITDA margin stood at 22.9%. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at 7 crores, PAT margin stood at 4.8%. Coming to 9 months FY26 performance, revenue stood at 430 crores in 9 months FY26 as against 465 crores in 9 months FY25. Gross profit stood at 250 crores with GP margin of 58.2% for the 9 months. EBITDA for 9 months FY26 stood at 113 crores. Our EBITDA margin stood at 26.2%. PAT margin for 9 months FY26 stood at 32 crores with a PAT margin of 7.5%. ROCE and ROE as of 30th December 2025 basis stood at 13.7% and 11.2% respectively. Cash flow from operations for December 25 stood at 115 crores. With this, we now open the floor for question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one now. The first question is from the line of Guneet Singh from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for this opportunity. So I just have a question regarding the increase in advertisement spend and the strategy behind it. So for the previous 9 months, we have increased the spends to about 5% of the revenues, but we haven't seen any, but they don't reflect in the numbers. The revenues have gone down despite store opening and all that. But we plan to take it up to about 8 to 10% of total revenues. So I would like to understand, number one, this will be contracting our margins going forward. So when you planned about increasing the spends, I mean, what kind of results did you, what were the underlying results of your plan for this, that you expect the revenues to grow by about 20-30% by increasing the spends to about 8-10% of the revenues, number one. And number two, is it so that we will continue to spend about 8-10% of revenues, or is it that we will cap the spends to say about once we reach marketing spends about 40 CR or 50 CR or so on, do we have a number that despite revenue growing, we will cap the marketing spends to a given number, or is it the strategy that even if our, say, revenues double in the next 2 years, we will continue to spend about 8-10%. So I just want to understand, like, I mean, is this strategy well thought and what outcomes do you expect from this?
So, Guneet, the thing is that the brand has undergone transformation again and is moving towards a premium position in the market. And it is important that the consumers are, there is enough awareness that is created among these consumers regarding the new position that the brand is taking in terms of elevated merchandise, elevated store experience, and the way the experience at the store will be curated for them in future. So to do that, it's at a stage where we have to make these investments, which is going to be in line to keep the brand salient and competitive in the environment, which is ever evolving. So this is something which is necessary for the long-term health and future and sustainability for the brand. So for the next couple of years, for sure, we are going to be spending 8-10% of our revenue. However, these are decisions which are taken keeping in mind the longer term growth, which I am unable to project right now that when we'll hit the 20-30% numbers. But for the next couple of years, we'll be spending heavily in investing and all the changes that we are making. It's a little early in the journey to, you know, say much about it, but there are already, you know, positive signs that we see from trade as well as from consumers with a little bit of whatever kind of interactions that we have had with consumers.
You say, what kind of positive signs are we seeing? Because, I mean, if we consider a business earlier where the spends were limited, not the 8 to 10% levels. We were growing year on year. We were having comfortable margins. So, I mean, why the pivot to such higher spends wherein even after 9 months, the revenues are falling? And obviously, we'll take a long hit on the profitability as well. So, why, I mean, what's the rationale for I mean, transitioning this? I want to understand, basically, I mean, what was the main idea behind this? Because everything is going well till now, if I'm not wrong.
Sure, Guneet. It is certainly going well, and we will still be spending from our profits only. It's not that we are going to hit our bottom line or take it into the negative. The thing is that as the market keeps changing and market keeps evolving, there is new brands, new things that come into the market. So to stay relevant, you have to change your course. You cannot just continue to do what you were doing in the past. So keeping the future in mind and keeping the current competitive scenario in mind, these are the steps that we are taking, which we believe are going to help sustain the growth for the brand in future.
All right, sir. I wish you all the best, and I hope that these come to fruition soon. The stock share has fallen about 75% from the old time, so I just hope that, I mean, these decisions work well for us.
Sorry, your voice was muffled.
So I'm saying that I mean, if we look at the bottom line, the profitability has gone down. The share has fallen about 70-75% from all time high. So I just hope that, I mean, in future we are able to create some value for the investors as well from the decisions that you take. I wish you all the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Guni. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Nilesh Doshi from Prospero Tree. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, we are changing the strategy. We are opening the new format store or the premium store, and we are spending 8 to 10% of the revenue for the advertisement. By spending that much money and by opening the premium store, will the company achieve the earlier revenue and profit, or it will be a much more higher than the earlier profit?
In future, Nilesh, it will certainly, we aspire and aim to get it to a higher level. The mid-term or short-term for the next couple of years, definitely our profit will be impacted.
Sir, the profit may be impacted maybe due to the advertisement cost, but our GP margin is lower and our revenue is also degrowing on a YOY basis. So if we are opening a premium store, naturally we are selling the premium product, which is higher than the average sale price. So why our revenue is not growing, why our GP margin is not maintaining, and why our profit is down?
So at this, you should be looking at our business on a quarter basis. I have even said that in the past. By the end of the year, the EBITDA should come to around 25% by end of Q4. And also our GP margin will be sustained. It's not that it's going to be terribly lower.
So the margin has gone down because there have been changes in the GST rates. And as we have explained in the presentation, in the Q3, we have not increased the MRPs to take care of the higher GST. However, we have passed on the benefits of the lower GST to the consumer. So that's why the GP margin has been impacted slightly. But however, going forward, we are confident we'll be able to maintain our GP margins.
So, what about the revenue? Will we maintain the from quarter four onward, can we maintain the revenue as earlier, or further it will go down?
No, it won't further go down, but by the end of the year, we might be 5 to 6% lower than last year.
Okay. So, because the investors are a little bit worried, at least the investor like me, because last 3 to 4 quarters, every time the press release or everything from the company is informed that there is a market condition is not good and the demand is not good. So the revenue is down. Now we are spending the money on opening a new store At the same time, we are spending the money on advertisement to establish our premium brand. I think this strategy will work for the company in the future, because currently it does not seem that our revenue is growing. Because we are opening the store, then why the revenue is down? I don't understand, because we are closing some non-performing store and opening the new store. So I think the revenue must be maintained, at least because of the advertisement expense, our operating expenses is higher and EBITDA margin should suffer, not the GP margin and revenue. That's my understanding. I may be wrong, but it is my understanding, sir.
Hey, but these stores have just recently we opened, and it's a game of patience, Nilesh. Over the future, definitely the business will grow, and we are confident about that as the demand picks up. But these stores have just now been opened, and underperforming stores have been closed. So they take some time to pick up, and these are investments that are necessary and keep the salience of the brand going forward.
Okay. All the best, sir. Thank you. We wish that from Q4 onwards, at least we see the revenue growth. At least not the profit growth, but the revenue growth.
Thank you, Nilesh. Thank you for your
wishes. Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Rahil from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, hi, sir. Sir, firstly, I would really like to, applaud you and commend you for the journey you've taken upon. I can really see the change. I recently passed by one of your stores in one of the malls, Mufti 2.0 stores. I also recently visited your website, right? So I can see the vision which you had, portrayed in front of investors, that you want to premiumize the brand. It's really working. My only concern is, in today's time, since COVID, so many small brands have come up, right? And they are also targeting the young generation who want, those fancy names and the logos from the market, and they want to wear that. How will you make Mufti an overnight sensation? So, for example, recently I've been hearing a lot from friends and other people that they are into Rare Rabbit and, a similar brand. So Mufti has been in the market for such a long time. And now I see that, okay, the quality is there, the whole image has changed. But how will you insert in your mind that, okay, Mufti is something you want to go for against the likes of, say, Jack Jones, Lacoste, Superdry, etc.?
So this is exactly what we are looking to do, Rahil. People have a overhang of the brand from the past, and with whatever changes that we are making, it's important to communicate and change people's perceptions about the brand, because there's a certain rate at which the physical stores will change. There are many factors that come into play when we are changing or renovating new stores also. Even while renovating a store, we have to keep in mind how much of the lease is still pending, whether the lease is ending in 2 years, then those kind of stores can't be renovated, because then you have to amortize the depreciation over just 2 years and things like that. So this will happen at a certain pace. However, we will do it prudently at the fastest pace possible, but that's the reason why we are changing the brand, because as the environment and the retail landscape keeps changing, we have to keep changing. So there are times when there are some ups and downs, but it does not impact the long-term sustainability of the brand. But whatever we are doing right now is keeping in mind that what competition is doing, what we have to do, how we will have to navigate through this period where we are able to come back on a growth path and rekindle the demand for the brand.
Okay, sir. I just want to wish you all the best. Sir, I really wish that people are able to see what you have to offer now. I recently purchased even for that matter, the website and the overall everything is looking, there is a drastic change in your presentation as well. So, and if I have to pick out of the bunch all the stores in the mall, I think I would go to Mufti first from what I've seen from afar. So I think it will work. I think it is working. I wish you all the best for that.
Thank you so much, Rahul.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Deepan Shankara Narayan from Trustline Holdings Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. Sir, firstly, how do we see the growth profile of the company changing over next 3 years, considering the substantial increase in ad promotion and spend strategy? So do we see the growth profile changing over long term?
Certainly we see it changing over the long term. But however, as we have mentioned earlier, for the next couple of years, we are not going to commit on numbers that this is what we'll do, this is what we do. Typically, we believe in under-committing and over-delivering. So it's certainly we should start seeing growth from next year onwards. But after the next couple of years, we'll definitely be back on track.
Okay. So is this change in strategy is mainly due to huge competition coming from these B2C companies which are being funded by private equity guys, and they have been aggressively growing? So this is reflective of that to stand holding position in the competitive market environment?
Partly yes.
Okay.
It's ever-changing market scenario. You know, you have to keep changing with the market.
Okay. And sir, specific to the quarter. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, sir. Sorry.
I said we have to stand the test of time, that only time will tell us in hindsight.
Okay. So specific to this quarter, what is the kind of gross sales growth we had seen, adjusting for sales return discounts and the GST impact? What is the kind of gross sales growth we had?
So Deepan, we have not seen any growth in the revenue. In fact, in the quarter, we have degrown by around 6%.
Okay. 6%, okay. And can you throw some light on the GST impact on this gross margin per se?
So GST impact has been only in the third quarter, when because on 23rd September the new GST rates got applicable basically. So as a company, we had taken a call to pass on the benefits of the lower GST rate to the consumers and not increase the GST, the MRP for the higher price GST rate basically for the garments. We took the hit, the company took the hit. We didn't want to disturb the consumer sentiment in between the season.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Aditya Verma from Synergy Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, sir. Good afternoon, sir. My question is on the quarter four now. We are already sitting in mid of February. How do you see the sales happening? And is there some improvement from the previous quarter?
So, as I mentioned earlier, Aditya, at the end of the year, we should be at about 5 or 6% lower than last year's sale numbers. So, it continues to be muted. However, the improvements and changes that we have made in the merchandise, etc., hopefully from spring-summer 26, they should start paying dividends.
Okay, sir. Okay. I had other questions, but I think most of them are answered by previous analysts. So, thank you.
All right.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Ashi from Marathon Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for this opportunity. I had a few questions. On the store opening plans, I wanted to understand what are the plans going forward in terms of the number of stores being planned to be opened in the coming few quarters and the closing as well?
So, Ashi, currently we have, in 9 months, we have opened 27 new stores and closed 22 stores. That's a net addition of 5. However, in the next quarter, we shall be closing 21 stores and adding 15 new doors, adding 6 new doors in the season. So for the year, FY26, we would be at minus 10, which is 431 odd stores. And out of these, 20 stores will be of the new retail identity. And going forward in the next year, we intend to close about 20-25 odd stores and open 25 to 30 odd stores. We are not going to chase scale, we are going to chase quality for the next year.
Understood. Another thing I wanted to get a deep understanding on was that there was a mention about inventory optimization as well in these stores. Could you dwell a little deeper on that as well?
Inventory optimization, I don't know what exactly you're referring to, but this is something that we consistently do. The business model that we follow, Ashi, is a business model where we take risk of the entire inventory. We provide it to all channel partners, and whatever is left over at the end of the season, we take it back. Since the season has been impacted and the performance has been low, the goods will be coming back to us. However, historically, we have always managed to clear these goods at a profit. We don't end up making losses. We take our own time to do it, which impacts our working capital days, but we don't end up eroding the brand by giving extra discounts and trying to liquidate it in a hurry.
Understood. Yeah, this was around the point that was mentioned about the working capital cycle going down. Just wanted to get an understanding on that, so thanks for that. Also, there is a mention quite frequently about the market momentum being quite slow in the past few quarters and in the coming few quarters as well. Wanted to understand, how do you see this market momentum? Of course, we expect that the company would be able to recover the invested value, say, by December 26. But how do you see the market moving in this particular segment going forward?
So we are hopeful that the demand should pick up given the reforms that the government has made, and for the last few quarters it's been muted. We are hoping that the demand should pick up from spring summer 26 onward.
Understood. Thanks a lot, sir. I just wanted to point out that I happened to visit one of the stores in the city I live in, and it's commendable that even the store staff is very well versed with the strategy 2.0 that you guys have implemented. Just wanted to point that out as well. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you, Ashi. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. The next question is from the line of Tanmay from Growth Infinity. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Could you come closer to the mic and speak, because your voice is pretty low.
Yes, sir. Can you please use your
mic? Am I audible now?
Yeah, better.
Yes.
Sir, I was asking that in the last, means from Jan only, I have started to observe that there is a large number of views coming towards your advertisement on YouTube and on Instagram as well. So are you able to see some green sprouts coming up, and with those advertisements, means the large number of views that are coming, are they converted into real-time sales on websites or on offline basis?
Yes. On the website, our business has grown by 87% over the last year, same quarter. And definitely we are seeing an improvement in that. And from whatever we get in interactions from trade also, like I said, the response is very positive. And people are noticing that something has happened even on the website. It looks a lot more premium. The stores look a lot better. But however, Tanmay, these are not things, because it's not like a call to action advertisement that, you know, you're just promoting discounts and you're getting people to your stores. These are investments made for the longer term, so they take some time to pay off. And there's a certain amount of frequency with which we have to hit the consumers, along with the reach that we have, to, you know, for it to bear fruit. Hence, we say that for the next couple of years, at least we will have to make huge investments in advertising, and post that, looking at the market scenario and the performance, we will take decisions on how we want to invest going further.
Okay, sir. And sir, one more question, that as for now, we have 12 premium stores. So by the end of quarter four, can we expect it to reach by 20 or 15, 16 is the
20,
better number?
20.
Okay, sir.
end of Q4, there will be 20 new identity stores, out of which 15 will be new stores and 5 will be renovated stores.
Okay, sir. And sir, do we have something big collabs coming up with online creators as well, or Celebs, and the means you are expanding the advertisement spend as well? So are we expecting some big collabs between some creators or the industry Celebs as well?
That's constant work in progress, but we are not looking at big Celebs, but certainly we are looking at content creators as collaborators with the brand.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Welcome, Tanmay.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you. I'd like to thank everyone for being a part of this call. We hope we've answered your questions. If you need more information, please feel free to contact us or SGA, our investor relations advisors. Thank you once again and have a good day.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Credo Brands Marketing Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.